From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's escalated purge of workers Tuesday, suspected of taking part in the coup attempt by firing more than 20,000 teachers and civil servants. The Turkish leader spoke to President Barack Obama by phone Tuesday as tensions escalated in Turkey over the fallout from the failed coup. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president believes it's important the Turkish investigation to the attempted government takeover is within the country's rule of law.
The president's expectation is that people in Turkey want to see a full investigation and accountability for those who are complicit in the failed coup. The president also believes that that investigation should be conducted consistent with the democratic principles that are enshrined in Turkey's constitution.
Erdogan's latest firings come a day after Ankara detained 9,000 people for suspected involvement in the attempted overthrow of his government. The Republican National Convention moves Tuesday to the nomination of Donald Trump as the party's 2016 presidential candidate, along with the focus on the U.S. economy. Tuesday speakers include Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and former presidential candidates Ben Carson and Governor Chris Christie. Trump's campaign is likely hoping for a different response to tonight's speakers after accusations part of his wife Melania's speech Monday night was lifted from Michelle Obama's address at the Democratic 2008 convention. Trump's campaign manager Paul Manafort said the speech belongs to Mrs. Trump.
These are themes that are personal to her, but they're personal to a lot of people depending on the stories of their lives. Obviously, Michelle Obama feels very much similar sentiments towards her family.
Meantime, outside the convention, there is a heavy police presence with officers from across the country. The deadly truck attack in France and the ambush killing of five police officers in the U.S. heightened fears of violence in Cleveland. This is VOA News. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an Afghan teenager's axe and knife attack on a German train that left at least five people injured. On Tuesday, the Islamic State posted a video on social media of the purported attacker holding a small knife. But authorities say it appears the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker, who was shot and killed by police as he fled the scene, appears to have been self-radicalized and had no direct link to the extremist group. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will help ensure a strong alliance between the U.S., Britain, and the European Union after Britain leaves the 28-nation organization.
As Britain and the EU begin negotiating the new terms of their partnership, America is rooting for and will do all we can to try to encourage and assist in the development of the smoothest possible transition and a highly integrated and collaborative UK-EU relationship.
Kerry was speaking in London, where he is to discuss U.S.-British relations with newly appointed Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who led the campaign for Britain to leave the European Union. The Taliban launched multiple attacks in Afghanistan on Tuesday, including a strategic tunnel in the Hindu Kush Mountains that links the capital Kabul with the country's north and south. The attacks mark what may be the first uptick in violence since the Muslim holy month of Ramadan ended in early July. Violence typically takes a downturn during Ramadan's dawn-to-dusk fasting. A global AIDS analysis shows about 2.5 million people are infected with HIV each year. During the past decade, the rate of new infections have stayed relatively constant, while the rate of annual deaths from HIV/AIDS has been in a steady decline. The report, which analyzes findings of the Global Burden of Disease 2015 study, was published in the Lancet HIV Journal to coincide with the launch of the International AIDS Meeting in Durban, South Africa. Two airline pilots suspected of being intoxicated on the job in Scotland are being held without bond Tuesday. On Monday, Scottish police removed the pilots, both in their 30s, from the controls of a packed jetliner just before taking off from Glasgow to Toronto. For details on these stories and much more news, you can simply just join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.